I always spent time with tools when I was growing up. Being a woodworker was something I knew from early on was what I wanted to do. Came here not knowing anything about the place. I was a long-haired, left-wing, Jewish hippie from New York. You know, all of the things that people around here, certainly the old-timers around here weren't used to. But Wellfleet was a pretty accepting town. First time somebody called me a wash ashore, I just laughed. I didn't take it personally. I made sure that I integrated myself into the community. So I went to work as a carpenter, and little by little, worked my way into a shop. Along with two other friends, we rented a space. We started buying machinery and tools, taking small woodworking jobs, and started to make my living, such as it was. Happily, that there's been enough work to keep me going. When I first moved to town and I realized that small towns in New England were governed by open town meetings, I found that fascinating. So I started going to town meeting right away. I don't think I've missed more than one or two town meetings in almost 50 years. I'm always impressed with how patient Wellfleetians are in terms of listening to one another. People are really respectful. Even in some pretty hot, heated issues, do a good job of not personalizing things, not engaging in ad hominem attacks. I don't tolerate it as moderator. I mean, that's one of the roles, is to keep people talking to the issues and not about one another. I certainly have an opinion on the issues that are before the town, but as a moderator, you have to step back from that. You need to make sure that the process of how town meeting comes to that outcome is a good process. That suits my nature, and I like to think I'm good at it. Over the long period of time, I think town meeting does a pretty good job of reflecting the wishes of the town writ large. Does the arc of town meeting bend toward wisdom? I would say probably more yes than no. As a moderator, I mean, you're standing up there in front of all your fellow townspeople, and to some extent, it's a little theatrical. There are moderators who are probably a little better at banter than I am. That's not my strong suit. Every now and then I can come up with something that's a little bit humorous, but you know, it's probably in spite of my nature rather than because of it. As you're standing there waiting for town meeting to begin, you're kind of looking out and you're thinking in the back of the head what I've got to keep track of. But there's also the feeling that you're about to embark on this process that New England towns have been doing for 300 years, maybe. There's a mantle of seriousness that you put on. You've been given the responsibility for carrying on this very longstanding, very venerated tradition of self-government. I was a little worried about the social distancing and the line checking in. You know, reality is we never had a backup. The other thing that we actually did have a little concern about was what happens if somebody shows up without a mask and absolutely refuses to wear one. So we had a separate seating area of about maybe 20 chairs. With a microphone for anyone who showed up, nobody showed up without a mask. It never became an issue. We had a quorum all the way through it. The fact that it was a beautiful day didn't hurt. But I think people really did want to be out and be among their friends and their neighbors and feel like they were doing something real. This is the first time in my memory that we've done a daytime town meeting. And a lot of people said afterward that they liked it. It was fun. I mean, I actually enjoyed it. It was a very different experience. I ended up being on the pitcher's mound, so I had whatever it is, you know, 8 inches of elevation or a foot of elevation. But it just did feel like a pitcher sort of in control of the game, which was kind of ironic because I hated baseball. I was terrible at it. When I was a kid, anytime I ended up in a baseball game, I'd throw to the wrong base or I'd make the wrong play. I just hated it. It's funny that it turned out this way.